The United States has pulled its ambassador from Syria following the assassination Monday of former Lebanese Prime Minister Rafik Hariri. The Bush administration expressed profound outrage at the killing and said it was deeply concerned about Syria's influence in Lebanon. For more than a decade, Syria has kept 15,000 troops in Lebanon and has been blamed by many for Hariri's assassination. The Syrian government has denied any involvement. Today, Rafik Hariri was laid to rest in Beirut. Tens of thousands of mourners turned out for the funeral procession. Nicholas Blandford is a reporter for the Christian Science Monitor there. He joins me now. Hello.
Hello there.
You were at the funeral procession. Could you please describe it for us?
It was a scene that I don't think Beirut has seen for many, many years. There were tens of thousands of people from all over Beirut, all over the country, gathered there in the downtown district, which is an area that Rafik Hariri helped rebuild from the devastation of the civil war. The funeral cortege, which included thousands of mourners, moved from Mr. Hariri's house in West Beirut at about 10 o'clock and arrived 2 hours later in the downtown area. Beside a huge mosque that's still under construction, was actually funded by Mr. Hariri himself. And he was buried in the cemetery to one side of the mosque. The scene was very chaotic, close to the cemetery, very emotional crowd.
The Hariri family rejected a government offer of a state funeral. Why was that?
Well, they blame, as do the Lebanese opposition here, they blame the Lebanese government in general and Syria. They hold them responsible for Mr. Hariri's death. So there's no evidence as such so far to implicate Syria, but this was the initial gut reaction of most Lebanese.
Tell us about Rafik Hariri.
Well, he was a larger-than-life figure. There's an anecdote from 1992 when he was first appointed as prime minister. At the time, he was already, of course, a billionaire construction tycoon, made his fortune in Saudi Arabia, had helped mediate during the civil war between different factions. And when he became prime minister, people were saying, well, you know, you're too big for Lebanon. And he would reply and say, well, do we make Hariri small or do we make Lebanon bigger? And this was the sort of the sentiment that he carried during the 1990s when he, you know, he used his vast influence in the West and in the Arabian Gulf to bring in investment capital into the country to help the reconstruction process. Now, of course, with his demise, people extremely nervous, not just about the political situation, but also how it's going to impact on the economy.
And what is happening with the investigation into his killing?
Well, the government, you know, they have launched this investigation. The Lebanese opposition have called for an international investigation, which has been rejected by the government, although the interior minister said yesterday that they would welcome outside assistance, technical assistance, that sort of thing. I mean, it was a classic Beirut assassination. We've seen killings like this before, and the culprits are never found and remain in the realm of speculation for years and years to come.
Nicholas Blandford is a reporter for the Christian Science Monitor, speaking from Beirut, Lebanon.